Okay. Hello, everyone. Welcome to my talk, Zap the Flakes. Actually, it doesn't have anything to do with laser guns, if you think. It's just like trying to eliminate those pesky flakes that are ever present. My name is Daniel Hiller. I'm going to give you a short overview about flakes today to show you how we are trying to detect it before merge. The system doesn't work as we want it. Then I'm going to talk about the approach that I've been looking at and that we're trying to implement. And then I'm going to talk about the plans that we have for that. I hope I have a bit questions and answers time, but I'll try to rush as fast as I can. Hopefully I'm not too fast. Hopefully everything works as expected. As I said, my name is Daniel Hiller. I'm a software engineer in the OpenShift virtualization team at Red Hat. My main concern is KubeBird, CI system, and automation in general. So let's dive right in. I think a couple of people might have been at my talk last year, hopefully. No one? Okay, so I need to give you a bit of the idea what it is. This is about. What you see here is like a couple of test runs for a set of test lanes. And please pay attention to this number. This is the Git commit ID. So what you're seeing here is a couple of test runs all on the same commit. Who can tell me what is wrong with that?
It's different.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Because this one failed and this one passed. So on the same commit where nothing has changed inside the code base, there has been something that has been failing the test somehow. And that's exactly what we're talking about. That's what we're trying to find. These are flaky tests. A flake is a test that without any code change will either fail or pass in successive runs. By the way, you don't need to make photos. I think you can download the slides right away. There is like a QR code included, which you can take a photo of. So just a bit of statistics. There is a survey of flaky tests which I talked about last year. 90% of the developers claim to deal with flaky tests. Of those, like 23% found it, that it was a serious problem. And they were like the 15% of developers that were thinking it was a frequently encountered problem were dealing with it daily. So I think it should be important that you care for your flaky tests and not say this is fine and move on. Okay. So just in a nutshell, flaky tests cause not only problems for the individual contributors, but also inside the community. For individual contributors, you see that we have prolonged feedback cycles for them. So they might rerun test lanes again and again because they have like failing tests, which they obviously are caused by flakes. So they are starting to not trust the tests anymore. For the project community itself, this is like slowing down everyone because like those rerun test lanes are consuming resources that could be used better in a better place. Also, it reverses acceleration effects. For example, like if you're doing like an octopus merchant trying to test everything together, one flaky test can blow up the whole system. Also, yeah, as I said, they are wasting CI resources in general. And we're not Google, right? Okay, what we have currently at our KubeBird project is we have a lane that actually runs on each commit which you do on each PR. We are running a set of change tests 5 times in random order because that gives us like an 88% chance to catch the flaky test. But the thing is, flakes don't it's similar to Heisenbug, right? So you can test 10,000 times and it might show up in the 10,001st time. So that's the problem. At our place, how we implemented it, we have the problem that we have like the majority of tests are in the range of 10 seconds to 2 minutes. So we are talking about E2E tests here, which take especially long because you have the full system which are needing to spin up, and then you need to run your test on them. Like it has only an 88% chance. So like there is a 12% chance that you might miss them. We also, like currently, just use a shotgun approach of finding the tests. The thing is, we are only looking at the test files. We are not doing like an AST traversal, which might be a point for improvement on itself. And yeah, normally our rerun test lanes on average take around 1 hour, which is faster than the majority of the remaining lanes, but yeah, it's still like 1 hour, which you need to wait. And yeah, for if you're having touched too many files, obviously you have to rerun all of them, and there might be hundreds of tests, which might take longer than a couple of hours, which at some point needs to get capped. So I was researching on, and trying to find something about that, and I stumbled over the Kenya approach. This was referenced in a paper from 2022. And they were stating that they were able to reduce the time cost and monetary cost of rerunning at an average of 88%, which sounds very promising. And they do that by leveraging AI. In this case, it's like a random forest which they use to give you a prediction of whether a test is flaky or not. So they have upper and lower boundaries, which you see here. And what happens when a test is in the lower threshold, we just say it's stable, it's okay. In the upper threshold, we say it's definitely flaky. And in the middle of that, this is where we need to rerun. So we are trying to cap the number of tests into a smaller set, which we just have to look at and rerun. Because the only way to find out whether a test is really flaky or not is to run it as often as you can. So if you're a bit familiar with how like a random forest works, so you have, in general, you have a set of features, which is all properties. So you have a vector of properties, which are most of the time just float values. And they give you numbers about how the tests are constructed. So what you see here in the upper part, for example, is like runtime things. So these need to get looked at runtime. You, for example, like I just only give you two examples, like for example, read count, max memory. But also you have the other features which are constructed from static code analysis, for example, like looking at the AST depth or cyclomatic complexity, if you know what that means. Cyclomatic complexity is just as a side note, the number of execution paths inside a method, simply. What we want to do, we want to implement that. We want to have that as a replacement for our existing thing, just rerunning things, we want to cap down. So the thought was, what problems do we have? The thing is that the Kinnear is implemented, but it's in Python. And we are talking about Qubit, which is fully implemented in Go. So also the code base is also implemented in Go, so we can't use that. So we need to re-implement that. Then also we have the question, where do we store the runtime data? Which might not be entirely necessary, but since you want to optimize a bit, you should probably think about that. The other thing is, like, when do we capture that? Do we have to run the tests always before so that we have the data inside the feature vector, or do we fetch it from somewhere else? And the last thing is like the data science at Golang. Python has well-known and established frameworks. And Go State, actually, we didn't know. That's the point. So our plan at the moment is, this should be the implementation of what we want to do. Like I said, this is the fetching of the prediction. So what we want to see is we want to have the exact set of change tests, which we, for per each test, we run the prediction to put it then into the random forest model to get the prediction of how flaky it is, and then have a set of tests that we want to rerun. And as a side effect, we get the positive and the negative predicted labels. So the parts that I must admit, I wanted to have a prototype and show you a bit, but it wasn't, I didn't make it. I'm sorry for that. But yeah, I'll give you a pointer to a pull request that I'm working on at the moment. Largely, this is four components: the test set extraction, the feature extraction, the model prediction, and the model generation, and obviously also the model hosting, which we're also doing in Go. Then we have the test lane, which currently is like a system. What we are using, we are using Kubernetes Prow, which most of the time we have just like bash scripts that are running our tests as a base execution. Obviously, we're using Go Ginkgo framework, but yeah, that's just a side point. And obviously, like the model deployment on the cluster, which we need to access at some point from all the lanes. That's so far the plan for V2. Then we also have like the improvement that we want to plan on that one, which will be like a Prow external plugin, which we can use aside from the test lane. It can run on the side and give you additional information about the features that actually have been seen on the test cases. For example, like the cyclomatic complexity is something you might consider as a room for improvement on your tests. And that's a valuable information that you can give the users back. And that's what we want to do. 2 minutes? Okay. As I said, sorry, wrong direction. I'm a bit confused. That's what I already said. Further improvements, as I said, like the components of the feature vector provide insightful advice to the contributor, as I said, like cyclomatic complexity. But the other thing is that we can obviously increase the number of reruns we are doing. At the moment, we are just running 5 times. But if we are having a largely reduced set, we can do more. And we can so be more exact in finding the flakes. That's all I have. I have a couple of links here in for Qubit resources. There is the link to my initial pull request. I have held another presentation about the flakes, which you also can find here. There is the Kinnear link for the paper and for the implementation. If people of you are using Python, you have something that you can already use, which is great. And hopefully you can use something if you're using Golang soon. That's it for me. I've probably a bit time of questions, hopefully. No? I'm sorry.
Well, maybe one